Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learn the English Through the Bible. Have you heard this English phrase, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, before? Even if not, you probably are able to figure out what it means. Now you may ask, is this phrase from the Bible? The answer is yes. Let's open our Bible to the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 17. There, the Bible reads, if anyone takes the life of a human being, he must be put to death. Anyone who takes the life of someone's animal must make restitution, life for life. If anyone injures his neighbor, whatever he has done must be done to him, fracture for fracture, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. As he has injured the other, so he is to be injured. Whoever kills an animal must make restitution, but whoever kills a man must be put to death. You are to have the same law for the alien and the native born. I am the Lord, your God. Here we have a big word, restitution. It means restoration, repayment, or return. This passage is God's law for punishing those who harmed other people. Yes, God is a righteous God. No wrongs can escape His judgment. Not only must those who injure others be injured likewise, but also those who falsely accuse others of a crime must be punished with what he wanted the other person to be harmed with. Let's read a passage from Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 16. If a malicious witness takes the stand to accuse a man of a crime, the two men involved in the dispute must stand in the presence of the Lord before the priests and the judges who are in office at the time. The judges must make a thorough investigation, and if the witness proves to be a liar, giving false testimony against his brother, then do to him as he intended to do to his brother. You must purge the evil from among you. The rest of the people will hear of this and be afraid, and never again will such an evil thing be done among you. Show no pity, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot. In words, the two passages we have just read are very clear and very easy to understand. They lay out the just punishments for those who hurt others and for those who intend to hurt others by giving false testimonies, life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, and foot for foot. Knowing these laws, we may be quick to proclaim how perfect is God's righteousness. Yes, indeed. God's righteousness shines like the noonday sun, and His righteousness is like the mighty mountains that cannot be moved. It is not hard for us to see God's righteousness, but do we also see, through these laws, His tender heart, the heart of our loving Father? He gave inescapable and strict rules for judgment, not because He desires punishing men, but because He longs for us to love one another. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, he commands us, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against one of your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. At this point, I'd like to tell you a true story that happened to a Chinese student in the United States. 12 years ago, Mr. Liu, a PhD student at the Iowa State University, for some reason shot and killed a fellow student, several professors, and then himself. That event shocked the U.S. universities for a time. Many Chinese students worried about possible resentments from their professors, but found their worries unnecessary. The American culture is quite amazing, isn't it? Even more amazing than that is what happened at Liu's funeral. When the Liu parents came to the U.S. for their son's funeral, They were afraid of being hated and attacked by the relatives of the people their son killed. To their surprise, the families of the victim professors went to condole the Liu parents. They told the Liu parents that they prayed for them and that they loved them. How great and how impossible is the love they had for the Liu family. We all desire to be kind and loving like them, but how can we possibly be able to do it? The answer is, look to Jesus, of course. Let's read a passage from the Gospel of Matthew. In chapter 5, verse 38, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Yes, we love because Jesus loved us first. He died on the cross, bore the punishments for our wrongs, and released us from the bondage of sin. Yes, we love because Jesus lives in us. He rose from the dead, went to the Father, and poured down His Holy Spirit on all who believe. Yes, we love because we are sons and daughters of the loving Father. May our gracious Lord bless you and be with you. Bye-bye.